1972. And it is my absolute pleasure this morning to be talking to James Kovacs. And he is talking to us about Walking Off the War Within. And he is the assistant organiser of this wonderful walk. Good morning, James, and welcome.
Morning, Rosemary. Thanks for having me.
It's a delight. Please, can you tell us what's going on here in regards to this Walking Off the War Within?
No problems at all. Rosemary, the event is a charity walk for Army veterans to help fight depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. I do say Army veterans, but it is loosely. It's for all people, really. First responders, fire brigade people, of, you know, CFA or the full-time fire brigade, and all people from all walks of life. And the reason we are doing this is to shake off the stigma associated with mental health and provide that support for specifically emergency service personnel, defence force personnel, and members of the public. It's a walk in memory of fallen servicemen and women who have taken their own lives after battling mental health issues.
And it's happening so very, very much, James. This sounds like a wonderful cause, and certainly it will lift that stigma on mental health for vets, but across society as well. What was the inspiration for the walk, James?
The inspiration was, it's actually in memory of a soldier I served with by the name of Nathan Shanahan.
Mm.
I don't use this word loosely, but he was a terrific soldier. There's always those people in any organisation that lift the bar, and everyone strives to maintain the level that they maintain. But he was one of those guys. He was a magnificent soldier, and I served with him in 8th Squadron of the 1st Armoured Regiment in Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
He deployed an operational service overseas with the Australian Regular Army, and he saw some things over there that he just never shook.
Yeah.
And he did his return to service obligation in the Army and discharged and became a firefighter. So Nathan started the walk to help port emergency service and Defence Force personnel while he was still alive. He walked 400 kilometres from Mildura to Adelaide.
Mm.
That was the first ever iteration of this walk, but I digress. But he started the walk to raise awareness and to tackle mental health concerns. He's a great advocate for mental health and PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, he was both a soldier and a firefighter. And unfortunately, he lost his battle with PTSD in December 2016. And the reason we're doing this is to support his family, and there's walks like this all around Australia, and we all walk as one in memory of Nathan.
James, as I listen to you to speak, please accept our absolute sincere condolences in regards to your losing your mate. But do you know what? We just need so many people to get in and do this walk, because not only is it good for the people, the soldiers, but it's so great for the family and the wider community. You know, the track is sealed, isn't it? You know, bring prams, strollers, bikes, you name it, anything. Just all of us get together in regards to this, because it's an insidious thing and it's there and amongst us, and we should be able to do something about it. Now, James, if people want to become involved, tell us a little bit about how they can do this and where the walk is. And I know it's on this Saturday voting day, so who cares? Get your voting done and get out there and do the walk.
That's right. The walk is on Saturday morning, kicking off about 8:30 down at Pelican Wharf. The best thing to do would be to jump on Google and just type "Walking Off the War Within Brisbane," and you can register online through the link there. It's not a registration per se because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to give us some money, the money all goes absolutely and unequivocally goes to improving next year's walk and goes to veteran charity.
Yeah, yep. No, we love it. James, I'm thinking that, okay, it's starting at Pelican Park, is that right? There at Clontarf?
That's right. Yes.
And what a beautiful spot, yeah. And please go.
The walk, the goal is to do a 20-kilometre walk with 20 kilos.
Yep.
Last year I did not carry 20 kilos. At my tender age, I don't think I'm going to be carrying 20 kilos.
Get out of here. I picked up a bag of dog food yesterday, and it was about 25 kilos. I nearly crashed. But anyway, no, that'd be great.
We've actually had our fellas and girls carry bags of cement last year, which is...
Bags of what?
Bags of cement.
Oh, for goodness sake, yeah, that's heavy stuff, yeah.
the key thing is, it's not about carrying some men, it's not about walking kilo 2020. Some people are bringing their kids this year, and there's a 2 kilometre track, and that's perfectly fine. If you want to do the 2 kilometre track or 1 kilometre track or the 20 kilometre track, it's entirely up to you. The key thing is, as you alluded to earlier, we're living in a society that's getting more and more and more difficult.
Mm.
You need licence to do everything these days. To go on Bribey Island, you need to have a permit. But what you don't need a permit for and what you don't need to pay for is go for a walk with your friends, strangers, and talk about this.
Just talk about it. Yeah.
Be honest and transparent. And that's what this is about. This year we've got people travelling from Tumut, Sydney, Puckapunyal and Townsville to come down and meet at Pelican Park and do this walk.
Fabulous. Now, James, before we came on air, you did mention that you were the assistant organiser. So who is the real organiser? Let him stand up for a minute, or her.
The actual organiser for the Holistic National one is Nathan's sister, Felicity, and his wife, Kosha. They look after it from a national perspective. But very importantly, in Brisbane here, Lee Duke is the organiser for the Brisbane Walk. He's an Afghan veteran. He went to Afghanistan and served with distinction over there, and he also served with Nathan as well. And he has taken this walk, and he has done an absolutely wonderful job in it. So, Lee Duke, credit to you, mate. You've done a great job, and this simply wouldn't be happening without Lee.
Without him. Or the assistant organiser, James. thank you very much for talking to us.
No worries, Rosemary.
Lovely talking to you. And listeners, that was James Kovacs, and he was talking to us about the Walking Off the War Within.